Good afternoon, Professor.
Hi, how are you, Mick?
Oh, really well. Thanks for joining us on 2SER today.
Oh, good. I have to say I'm liking the music. I like Stonefield.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. It's a great new track from Stonefield. Just signed a King Gizzard's label, and it's like a psychedelic sort of track.
Yeah, really good. I was really getting into that, so thanks for that.
No worries. Now, Christmas, it's always advertised as a joyous, exciting, fun time of year, but it's not for everyone. What do you think some of the toughest issues that people deal with around Christmas and New Year period?
Yeah, look, it's really good that you brought this up, Mick, because, you know, people have this view that Christmas is great for everyone, and I think you're exactly right. Like, I work as a GP in a clinic, and you do see some people really struggling. You know, they might be struggling with financial disadvantage, and I think Christmas, you know, makes it pretty hard. You know, you're sort of worried about buying presents and meeting everyone's expectations. So that's one thing.
Yeah.
I think also some people, honestly, they're just a bit lonely. It always surprises me. You know, sometimes when people are crook and I'm like, oh, who can we give a call? And they're like, oh, I haven't really got anyone, or they might have one person. And so I think it's really good of you, Mick, to sort of get us to spare a thought for some of these people at the moment.
Yeah, and sometimes I think it's important that people who are maybe feeling a bit anxious or a bit depressed at this time of year know that others are feeling the same way. You know, they're not alone.
Well, that's exactly it. And you took the words out of my mouth.
Yeah.
They're not alone. I mean, the great thing is there's actually enormous support out there. So just to give you an idea, I mean, the Beyond Blue website is fantastic. It's got a special page dedicated for coping with Christmas, and there's all these really practical ideas. You know, it's not over medical or anything. It just gives you really sensible ideas about what do you do if you're staying at home on your own, or what do you do if your family actually drive you crazy and, you know, you're stressing out about how you're going to deal with them all? So,
yeah.
And the clincher is that, I mean, people can have a look at it, but it's about planning. So you don't want to just get to Christmas if you're a pretty anxious person and just sort of roll up there without having a bit of a plan about how you're going to manage it all.
Yeah. It's the irony, isn't it? I mean, sometimes family can be great. You know, they can look after you and be there to support you. But other times, and I know for sometimes me personally, seeing family at Christmas can be a stressful event. And we've had some clashes and, you know, you hear of people who have these fights at Christmas over the Christmas table. And that's really unfortunate.
Look, you're spot on. And, you know, we love our families and they also drive us a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
You know, people regress a little bit sometimes to their sort of childhood type relationship with their siblings or their parents and bicker over rubbish, you know,
yeah.
That happens. There's a couple of good little tricks you can do. So, and you'll read about this on the Beyond Blue website, but one thing you could do is if you've got a big family group, maybe split it up a bit. Like do, you know, some of the family on Christmas Eve, some on the Christmas Day, so you're not dealing with as many.
Yeah.
But the other issue is, you know, it is the silly season, but you know, we don't want to get too silly with the alcohol because, unfortunately, people, you know, say things they don't mean or get a bit aggro with each other. But, yeah, of course, have a bit of fun, but just, you know, try and keep a little bit of a lid on it, not to get into arguments and things.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? After a few drinks, you know, you say things maybe you don't mean or you get a little... And then you get sad because it is a bit of a downer, of course, alcohol. So it's...
Well, that's right. And, look, here's another thing that people might not be aware of, because there's been a lot of talk about depression over the last few years, and most people know a bit about depression. But what we're Beyond Blue is really been focusing on lately is that there's this problem of anxiety, which is really, you know, people with an anxiety condition are really suffer quite a lot sometimes. You know, there's about 2 million Australians, or one in seven people each year are having an anxiety condition. And this can be anything from, you know, having panic attacks or having social anxiety. You know, some people get really anxious in social settings, to other sorts of anxiety problems like obsessions and other things. And what really breaks my heart is we've got brilliant treatments for these things, right? The GPs and the psychologists, I really enjoy treating them because supporting people because they actually get better.
Yeah.
But we know only about a third of people actually go and get any help. So one of the things I'm telling people around this time of the year is, if you think you've been having anxiety condition during the year, go on the Beyond Blue website. There's a confidential little survey you can do, and it tells you, you know, if you've just got normal stress, which we've all got, or if you actually are sort of getting into anxiety territory and what you could do about it.
Oh, that's excellent. It's an amazing website, I must say, beyondblue.org.au. And in this section that you're talking about is Coping with Christmas, which is basically the article that I saw that spurred me to talk to you, because I just thought it was a really good sort of collation of information and links and places to sort of find out about what you can do to help you get through this time of year.
Well, one other thing to tell you about the website is there's actually forums on it, so these confidential chat forums. And sometimes just chatting away to people who are going through the same thing. You know how at the start you said, look, you're not the only one, you're not alone. It's enormously helpful to actually talk to someone that sort of normalizes it. Maybe just a little caveat, if I might. I mean, if you're really having serious problems, you need to go to your GP. There's a great thing you can do. I don't know if everyone knows, but you can get the GP to do this thing called a GP mental health plan, right? It's like a special form, and then you get Medicare subsidized sessions with the psychologist if you need it. So, you know, things are getting a bit more serious. Maybe that's something you're going to do for the new year, is actually get on the front foot and really sort out your anxiety if that's causing problems for you.
Yeah, for sure. Is it a bit of a strain on maybe professional counsellors at this time of year as well? Is there quite a lot of people trying to contact them, especially at this time when maybe they're taking holidays?
Oh, you're spot on. I'm finding in the clinic people come in, you know, the wheels are falling off a bit because, you know, if people lose jobs or they've got health issues they're grappling with, and you're sort of thinking as a GP, oh gosh, how am I going to refer them? A lot of people are away. But having said that, you know, there's still a lot of support services there. And, you know, I think as a good start, on the Beyond Blue website, you can either go on the forum, but they've also got a phone line which can help you locate good support services. So often people don't even know where to start. And that phone line is really helpful to sort of set people on the right track.
And it is 1-300-22-46-36.
Yeah, I'm going to trust you on that.
No, I haven't found it on the website.
Okay, cool.
But if
I can make one other point,
sure.
If you're having really serious trouble, you know, like sort of thinking about harming yourself, thinking about taking your own life or something serious like that, we do take that seriously. You do need to get urgent support. And you can either start with the Beyond Blue website, or you can contact Lifeline another option.
13 11 14.
Oh, great. Mate, you're a legend. You know all the numbers. Just another thing. This is a really common thing that people don't know what to do. Like, what do you do when one of your family members is sort of having some mental health issues? People often don't know where to start. And, you know, they might suggest to the person, listen, why don't you go to the GP, or, you know, you need some help, and they're like, no, I'm fine, and I want to talk about it. That's a really tricky one.
Yeah. Do you suggest talking, just sort of spending some time with them and just seeing how you can listen and find out what's going on?
Yeah, look, what I do initially, people will come into the clinic, and sometimes even if you can't get the person to come in, maybe go and have a chat to the GP in the first instance about what some options are. And the GP will usually know about the local services in your area, so that's a good start. Mm-hmm. The other thing that's really useful is you print up some of the fact sheets on the Beyond Blue website, which make it sort of more real. You know, like if you say to someone, oh, you know, you've got a depression condition or an anxiety condition, but then when they read the sheet, they go, oh, gosh, yeah, look, this is exactly what I'm going through. So it sort of makes it a little bit more concrete. So that's another approach I find really helpful as well.
Excellent. Look, there's some really great resources out there and places you can go to. And just like we say, just remember that, it's not the only one dealing with this. But I think your suggestion of going with a plan into Christmas is a really good idea. You might feel a bit more relaxed if you are a little bit more on top of things and going, yeah, I can deal with this.
Look, the last thing I'll say, which I'm sure you'll recommend, is music's fantastic. And I reckon getting yourself a really good playlist especially if you're going to be on your own on Christmas Day, make a plan, make a great playlist so you've got some beautiful music running for the day.
That's an excellent idea. And, yes, it was one of the suggestions on the Coping with Christmas site. Get a, if you're staying in, create a playlist, lip sync, dance around the house, or just curl up on the couch and watch a movie or a book. Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, love
me.
It.
Look, really appreciate chatting to you. And hopefully this time of year for you is going well and you're going to have some a nice break at some point as well. But really appreciate you chatting to us here at 2SER.
Yeah, pleasure, Mick. All the best, mate.
Thank you.